From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Divers have now recovered 7 bodies from yesterday's mid-air collision of a helicopter and a small plane over the Hudson River in New York City. All 9 people aboard the 2 aircraft are presumed dead. Wreckage of the helicopter was hoisted out of the river today. From member station WNYC, Mark Garber has more.
New York City police say they have located the plane's fuselage just north of the helicopter crash site in the water off Hoboken, New Jersey. More wreckage was found farther out on the river under about 50 feet of murky water where the visibility is about 2 feet. Appearing today on NBC's Meet the Press, Mayor Michael Bloomberg responded to the issue of restricting New York's airspace in the wake of the crash.
This is, may have just been an accident, a total tragedy, or maybe, in fact, if we had different procedures, you could have prevented it.
9 people died in Saturday's collision, including 3 members of a Pennsylvania family in the private plane. 5 Italian tourists and a pilot from New Jersey were in the helicopter. For NPR News, I'm Mark Garber in New York.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Angola, and she's urging the oil-producing nation to do more to fight corruption and bolster democratic institutions. About 2/3 of the people there live on less than $2 a day.
Opportunity and prosperity for the Angolan people depend on good governance and strong democratic institutions. That requires a strong civil society, transparency, accountability, and vigilance in the fight against corruption.
Clinton is also calling on Angola's leaders to build on last year's successful legislative elections and move ahead with plans for a presidential election. The country's president, Eduardo dos Santos, has ruled for 30 years and has been criticized for postponing a presidential vote that was set for this year. Iran's government has confirmed for the first time that it has 3 American hikers in custody. The 3 were detained after crossing the border from northern Iraq. NPR's Howard Berkus has details.
National Security Advisor Jim Jones revealed the confirmation from Iran in this exchange with host David Gregory on NBC's Meet the Press.
The government has officially acknowledged that they have them in their custody.
And that's news. That had not been disclosed before.
That is as of this morning.
The 3 Americans disappeared a week ago while hiking along the Iran-Iraq border in the Kurdish mountain region. Iranian officials considered them possible spies. Jones summarized the administration's response.
These are innocent people. We want their families reunited, and we would like to have it done as quickly as possible.
American and Kurdish officials have said the 3 strayed into Iraq in an area without clear border markings. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
President Obama arrives in Guadalajara, Mexico within the hour for a brief summit with Mexico's president and Canada's prime minister. The White House says the issues to be discussed range from global recession and climate change to swine flu preparedness. This is NPR News from Washington. Typhoon Morakot has been pummeling the east coast of China today, flooding villages and destroying hundreds of homes. Nearly 1 million people were evacuated in advance of the storm. The typhoon whipped up waves as high as 26 feet in the East China Sea after causing widespread flooding in Taiwan. At least 3 people were killed there, and dozens are missing and feared dead. In Indonesia, police say they're awaiting DNA tests to determine whether a man killed yesterday in a gun battle with police is the same militant believed responsible for last month's deadly hotel bombings in Jakarta. NPR's Michael Sullivan has the story.
Nordin Top has been Southeast Asia's most wanted fugitive for several years now, and Indonesian media reports yesterday suggested the authorities had finally gotten their man, cornered then killed in a remote house in central Java. But Indonesia's national police chief says he can't be sure the body recovered is Nordin Top's. The chief said it is clear the Malaysian-born militant had been planning a suicide car bomb attack on the home of Indonesia's president Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. 2 militants were killed in a separate raid Saturday at a house just a few miles from the president's home. The raid uncovered large quantities of explosives and a vehicle rigged to carry them. Police say the decision to kill the president was made in an April 30th meeting chaired by Nordin Top, who wanted the president dead for allowing the execution of 3 men convicted of taking part in the 2002 Bali bombings. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.
A California state prison near Los Angeles remains on lockdown after a riot last night in which more than 250 inmates were injured. Several dozen of them were taken to hospitals. Platoons of guards used pepper spray and billy clubs to clear out inmates who had barricaded themselves in prison barracks. I'm Craig Windham, NPR.